Jim Handy, Florida Cattlemen Association. Jim, first green algae task force here in Tallahassee. A whole group of scientists really look like they're searching for the facts. What's your first impressions of this meeting today?
Well, I thought it was a very well-run meeting, Gary. Certainly we are wanting to be engaged and make sure that we're a part of the solution. We think that we need to make sure we do everything based on science, and it appears that these scientists are really digging for the facts and factual information and what can have the most impact. Certainly our land use or cattle ranching across the state has a pretty big footprint, and we've been doing it a long, long time, and we certainly believe that we are net nutrient users, and we can utilize cattle and land management practices that we follow, incorporating BMPs, and have a positive, continue to have a positive impact on Florida's environment and water quality.
Any major concerns popping up other than the normals? I mean, just watching this whole process politically on the last few months, it seems like some in ag are kind of comforted to see real scientists at the table looking for real facts at the bottom line.
Certainly, Gary, we don't want things just based on emotion, and it's an emotional situation. A lot of the citizens in the state of Florida are not familiar with ag and the ag practices that we employ. And we want to get the facts out there. We want to swing our gates open and let them visit our farms and ranches and show them just exactly what we do. We don't use a thimbleful more of nutrients than is absolutely necessary. We try to precision farm. We try to grow forages that are efficient, and we'll utilize the nutrients that we might happen to bring. But we're net nutrient harvesters. We utilize cattle. We keep forages in a vegetative state, therefore they are seeking nutrients through their system, and they're pulling nutrients out of the water, pulling nutrients out of the soil, and we're shipping it out of here in the form of feeder calves. So we stand behind the science. We're proud of our industry, and we are hopeful that we can continue to be at the table and work with these scientists and find some long-term solutions. We applaud Secretary Valenstein and certainly the Governor DeSantis, and thank this group of scientists that are serving on this committee.
Great. Jim Handy, Florida Cattlemen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.